This page continues to reveal prophecy, starting from where the end-time timeline page left off. Although, what is about to come forth in the earth is something far worse than even the last 40 years of tribulation has experienced. These will be the days that Jesus said would have to be cut short, or no flesh would be saved. It seems many Christians tend to confuse the length of the Great Tribulation, supposing it to be a 7-year period, rather than the 3.5 years that Revelation reveals it to be. Brethren, the Bible says tribulation runs in 40-year cycles, but this last period of tribulation is defined as the Great Tribulation, because it is the very worst tribulation there will ever be. Now Daniel's prophetic 70th week, which is a period of 7 years, was given to Messiah as shown in Daniel chapter 9, to confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, to cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations. In fact, the first half of that week was already fulfilled by Jesus approximately 2,000 years ago, for we know the Bible tells us that Jesus preached for approximately 3.5 years and was then crucified or cut off, as Daniel 9:26 says. The remainder of that week will be given to the saints of the Most High, or those who are called by the allegoric titles, the two witnesses, or man-child, which are mentioned in Revelations chapter 11 and 12. Approximate date, that is, those dates that were placed after the year 2008. For even though I believe our calendar is still corrupt, 2008 would have signaled the correct chronological trigger for the Lord to have begun His tarrying. Now, even though the season of delay is well defined within the Word, many do not understand its purpose or even look for it to come, because they have been told they cannot know the time of their visitation, which is an error of doctrine. That is why this site, the 7th Millennium Book, and the gift that I have been given is there to show how the chronology of the end time events will unfold. You see, Jesus said it must come to the point to where not only the believers, but the sinners would be saying in their hearts, "Where is the promise of His coming?" and, "My Lord delayeth His coming." Howbeit, I do believe the timelines I have laid out are very close, but you will have to read the 7th Millennium Book and the site-based resources to fully understand the placement of these events. One last thing I would like to emphasize at this point is that the Bible speaks of two other time periods that follow immediately after the Great Tribulation. Now both combined only amount to a few months and seem to be considered as part of the time, times, and a half, as mentioned in Daniel 12, verse 7. Although obviously, they are not part of the 42 months or the 1,260 days. Briefly, the Bible refers to the first of these last two periods as the indignation, which involves the first 6 vile judgments mentioned in Revelation chapter 16. Then, the last and worst period of judgment in the 6th millennium is referred to as the fierce wrath of God, which is the great and terrible day of the Lord, or Armageddon. Both of these periods are spoken of in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. Verse 11 involves the time right after the two witness company is killed, up until the abomination which maketh desolate is fully set up. The last verse, verse 12, begins when Jesus and the armies in heaven return to fight the battle of Armageddon, and continues right up until the judgment seat of Christ comes forth.